November 1978, Vung Tam, Vietnam. There are the goodbyes, and then the fishing out of the bodies. Everything in between is speculation. In the years to come, Thi An would let the harrowing memories of the boat and the camp trickle out of her until they were nothing but a whisper. But she would hold on to that last evening with all her might, from the smell of the steaming rice in the kitchen to the touch of her mother's skin as she embraced her for the last time. Her mother, she would remember, preparing her daughter's favorite dish, caramelized braised pork and eggs, while humming Tous les garçons et les filles by Françoise Hardy. The French had left Vietnam 25 years prior, but their music still lingered, the yeah-yeah melodies filling the homes of the village of Vung Tam. Anne was packing her rucksack in the bedroom next door, debating what to take and what to leave behind. "Pack lightly," her father had told her. "There won't be much room on the boat." She held her school uniform to her chest, pleated skirt and white shirt whose sleeves were too short for her 16-year-old arms, and placed it in her bag. Her brothers, Thang and Minh, were doing the same in the bedroom across from hers, their belongings scattered over the tiled floor, and she could hear them arguing. They had to share a rucksack between them, and Thang maintained that because his clothes were slightly smaller, as he was 10 and Minh was 13, Minh should pack fewer items than him. "Your clothes take up too much space. It's only fair if I pack more than you." Their mother went to the room to investigate the noise, the smell of the caramelized pork following her. As Thang began to explain the problem to her, his voice faded, her exasperated face quieting his trivial concern. "Sorry," he muttered, as Minh looked at him with a triumphant smile. "It doesn't matter." Through her open door, Anne saw their younger brother, Dao, watching the quarrel unfold from the edge of his futon. He fiddled with his blanket anxiously, his blue t-shirt too big for him, a hand-me-down from Thang. He didn't like his brother's arguing, Anne knew, anxious over having to pick a side and vexing one or the other. Out of all her siblings, Anne worried about Dao the most. She worried about life for him in America, that his shyness would make it hard for him to make friends once there. She had spent the past few months trying to break open his shell, encouraging him to play Deng Bi or Deng Dao with the other children of the village by the banyan tree.
"No, please," he would say, half hiding behind her. "I'd rather stay with you."
Their mum pulled him up from his bed, his hands outstretched and holding on to hers.
"Come on, Dao," she said as she picked him up. "Your brothers need to finish packing."
Together they left the brothers' bedroom, and as they passed Anne, Mum asked,
"Are you done? I could use your help with dinner."
"Yes, Ma," Anne said, stuffing her rucksack with the remaining pieces of clothing spread out on her bed. As she followed them into the adjacent kitchen, her mother released Dao from her arms.
"Can I help too?" he asked.
Their mother gently brushed the hair off his face and said,
"No, there's no tasks for little boys tonight. You can go in the living room with your father."
He nodded, disappointed, and after glancing at Anne with his round eyes, he went to the living room. Anne suspected that her mother had wanted a moment alone with her in the kitchen, to treasure an instant with her eldest daughter before her leaving. Her baby brother, Huang, was asleep in his cot, lulled by the rhythmic sounds of his mother's cooking, clinking pans and simmering oils. Anne stirred the pork as her mother chopped the fermented cabbage into small chunks, a tremble in her hand. It was as if they were acting a scene, a normal midweek evening, the kitchen their stage and the pots and pans their props.